Well, praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the 21st chapter of the book of Matthew. And welcome to Palm Sunday. The final days leading up to the crucifixion. The Son of God was on the move. In his time of earthly ministry, the Emmanuel ministry would soon be over. The hour drawing nigh, the hour of suffering. That great hour in which he would give his life a ransom for sinners. And the day had come for the triumphal entry, and we pick up the text, Matthew 21, beginning at verse 1. Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? A king. The king. The king of all kings. Here he is riding in on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. What a tale. What a tale pinned on this donkey. And is this the manner of a king? One would expect a king to ride in on a high horse, on his high horse, on a war horse. But not this king. Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a beast of burden. And we know that Jesus carried a burden, and a burden carried him. See his manner? Lowly, humbly. The Bible says a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. What a day. What a day to be alive. What a day to be present. There on the road. There in the streets. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, beginning at verse 28. He went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany, and the mountain called all of it, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it thus? You shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees, well, they called out to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation. The spreading of clothes on the road, the spreading of palm branches, the laying out of a carpet for the King. And that day, the sound of praise, the sound of rejoicing, the sound of declaration, and the sound of proclamation, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You know, the Gospel of Matthew records that all the city was moved. Here he is. Here is the King. Here is your King. The King of Kings. King Jesus. You know, all the city was moved, but not all in right manner. This should have been the day of their triumphal entry into the kingdom via the King. But could they be expected to climb down from their high horse and enter humbly, lowly? The King was among them. The King, their King coming in. The shout of the King was among some, and others wanted silence. Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. What a day. There has been the teaching that the crowd that rejoiced that day is the same crowd that not so many days later cried out, crucify him. And although this makes for good theatrics, it's simply not backed up by the Bible. there may have been those that were defectors, those that traded their cry. Luke 19, beginning of verse 41, now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Can you see it? And can you believe it? The King of Kings, Jesus, riding on a donkey. And here he is, weeping. The triumphal entry. What a sight to behold. You know, he tells us why he was weeping. If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace. He was weeping. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side and level you and your children within you to the ground, and will not leave in you one stone upon another. He was weeping. He was weeping because they did not know the time of their visitation. Jesus wept. The Amplified Bible. And as he approached, he saw the city and wept audibly over it, exclaiming, would that you had known personally, even at least in this your day, the things that make for peace, for freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin, and upon which your peace, your security, safety, prosperity, and happiness depends. Now they're hidden from your eyes. For a time is coming upon you when your enemies will throw up a bank with pointed stakes about you and surround you and shut you in on every side. And they will dash you to the ground, you Jerusalem and your children within you. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, all because you did not come progressively to recognize and know and understand from observation and experience the time of your visitation. That is, when God was visiting you, the time in which God showed himself gracious toward you and offered you salvation through Christ. Hear the voice of Jesus today. Hear his word. J.B. Phillips, New Testament, and as he came still near to the city, he caught sight of it and wept over it, saying, oh, if you only knew even at this 11th hour, on what your peace depends, but you cannot see it. The time is coming when your enemies will encircle you with ramparts, surrounding you and hemming you in on every side. And they will hurl you and all your children to the ground. Yes, they will not leave you one stone standing upon another. All because you did not know when God himself was visiting you. It's the 11th hour. And it may be literally the 11th hour. For humanity, for the individual, the king still rides. Entering cities, coming in humbly, lowly, and there are those that are caught up in triumph. Humbly and lowly. Yeah, there they are, humble and lowly before their king. Spreading out their garments, spreading out branches, paving the way, rolling out the carpet for the Holy One. The king still rides. Viewing cities, entering cities, weeping over cities. Yes, the capital of the kingdom, and yes, over cities of the natural. Do you know? Do we know the things that make for peace? Freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin, and upon which our peace, our security, our safety, our prosperity, and true happiness depends. This is an hour of visitation. And this hour will give way to midnight. His entrance is always triumphant. The question is, will it be triumphant in our eyes and into our lives? The words of Charles Spurgeon: by thus riding through the streets in state, Jesus Christ claimed to be a king. That claim had been, to a great extent, kept in the background until now. But ere he goes to the Father, when his enemy's rage has reached its utmost fury, and when his own hour of deepest humiliation has just arrived, he makes an open claim before the eyes of all men to be called and acknowledged a king. There was an expectation upon the popular mind of the Jewish people that Messiah was about to come. They expected him to be a temporal prince, one who would make war upon the Romans and restore to the Jews their lost nationality. There were many who, though they did not believe in Christ with a spiritual faith, nevertheless hoped that perhaps he might be to them a great temporal deliverer. And we read that on one or two occasions they would have taken him and made him a king, but that he hid himself. There was an anxious desire that somebody or other should lift up the standard of rebellion and lead the people against their oppressors. Seeing the mighty things which Christ did, the wish was father to the thought, and they imagined that he might probably restore to Israel the kingdom and set them free. The Savior at length saw that it was coming to a crisis. For him, it must either be death for having disappointed popular expectation, or else he must yield to the wishes of the people and be made a king. You know which he chose. He came to save others, and not to be made a king himself in the sense in which they understood him. By the Spirit of the Lord, the open claim today is this: Jesus Christ is king. And whatever our expectation may be, or that of the popular mind, Jesus is okay with disappointing popular expectation, for he will not yield to the wishes of people. He is who he is. We can't change him. We can't set an imposter upon the colt. Human expectation and human expectancy matter not. If the world would just recognize the things that make for peace. Peace with God. Peace with man. That's Jesus. It's Jesus and all he preaches and teaches. If the world would just recognize, if they would recognize the 11th hour visitation, a light off its high horse. Yeah, humanity, a light off your high horse. Spurn pride, choose humility and lowliness. Take off the garments of self-assurance and position and so on. Get a hold of some branches, posterity likened to branches. If they would lay these down and roll out the carpet for the king, if they'd let him ride, if they'd let him ride upon them. Billy Graham said, may we greet Jesus with open hearts and minds, laying down our own desires at his feet as the crowds did with palm branches, signifying his triumphal entry into our lives. People join in the sound. Hosanna, oh save. And the exclamation of adoration. Concerning the biblical account, it was a day prophesied. Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding on a donkey, a colt, foal of a donkey. How did they miss it? Leviticus 23, verse 40, and you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit, that is the foliage of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. His entrance was and is triumphant. He is the king. He is king. You know, a donkey can speak to the individual. A picture of you and I. The Lord has need of us. And we are to carry the Christ. Yeah, a beast of burden with a cross on its back. Carrying the burden, carrying the Jesus burden, carrying our King into the city and through the streets. And you know, we get to play a role in the incredible tale. Yes, Lord. Pin the tail on this donkey. It's recorded that Mother Teresa, years ago, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for the years of sacrificial love and mercy given to the poor in India. She was interviewed on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And Mr. Carson was very respectful of Teresa. But at one point he asked her if the cash money she received as a part of the prize or the notoriety of the moment would go to our head. Being one of the most humble people in the world, Teresa's answer was not to be unexpected, but it did throw Mr. Carson for a loop. As well as the rest of us who happened to be watching. She reminded Mr. Carson of the day when Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem on that little donkey. He remembered the story. She then asked, "Do you think, Mr. Carson, for one moment, that that little donkey thought the crowd was giving him the praise and glory instead of Jesus?" Let that sink in. People of God, if the Lord has need of us, and if the Lord uses us, let's always remember that He gets the glory. The King gets the glory. He gets the praise. Not to us, but to Your name, O Lord. Praise and glory go to the King. I wonder if there's a donkey in the house. Thanks, the praise and glory is for them and belongs to them. Let's take on the manner of our King. If you can receive it today, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter the place or scene we are entering, let's ride in humbly, lowly. Not on a high horse. Take on the manner of our King. Weep. Yeah, weep over those that know not the things that make for peace. Those that know not their day of visitation. Why else a donkey? Well, He came in a peaceful manner, extending peace. No war horse, no chariot, no army, no military force. Is this the triumphal entry of a King? Well, it is the King of Kings. Riding on a donkey. Remember Isaac? The type of Christ, riding a donkey to be slain by his father Abraham on the altar. Riding a donkey. You know, the donkeys were often loaded with treasure and scent to avoid the wrath of enemies. Outside of Christ, we are enemies of God. And we know that Jesus is the treasure that appeases the wrath of God upon us. Can you see the picture? Jesus, that treasure, loaded on a donkey. We can have the worship team return today. Genesis 49, beginning at verse 10. The scepter, that is a symbol of kingship, shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes, an epithet of the Messiah. And to him shall be the obedience of the people, binding his donkey to the vine and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Reading from the Amplified Classic, the scepter or leadership shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh, the Messiah, the peaceful one, comes to whom it belongs. And to him shall the obedience of the people, to him shall be the obedience of the people, Binding his fowl to the vine and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, he washes his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. The Amplified, the scepter of royalty shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh, the Messiah, the peaceful one, comes. And to him shall be the obedience of the peoples, tying his fowl to the strong vine and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He washes his clothing in wine because the grapevine produces abundantly, and his robes in the blood of grapes. The Messiah, the peaceful one, has come. It's a day to recognize the things that make for peace. This is the day of visitation. Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry. The King of all creation, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Get me a donkey, I have need. He's entering the city, what a scene. The King coming in humbly, the King coming in lowly, the King weeping over a city. Just days before the crucifixion, where Jesus Christ was beaten bloody for the sins of humanity, where he surrendered his life, he was nailed to a cross for you because of your sins and your rebellion, the treasure Jesus to appease the wrath of Almighty God. We are approaching Good Friday. But you don't have to wait till then. Alight off your horse today and come humbly. Come lowly. And allow King Jesus a triumphal entry into your life. Choose Jesus now. The 11th hour. Choose Jesus now, for the day will come when he will enter in another manner. It will be the final triumphal entry. And on that day, he will not come as a king on a donkey. He will sit high on a white horse. Revelation 19, beginning at verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, yes, that of the strong vine, that of the choice vine, the atoning blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with the rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Come today. Come to the strong vine. Choose the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. Listen, he alone makes for peace with God. And those that choose him now, granting him triumphal entry into their lives, will be rescued from the winepress that he will tread upon. Choose him now. Come to Jesus today. If you don't know Jesus today, it's an hour of visitation, the 11th hour. He's calling you. He's entering. He's entered into this place. He's entering into your situation, your life, your circumstance. He's weeping over you. If you should be one that does not recognize, does not know your day of visitation, your time of visitation, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. So many people put it off. Come to Jesus today. Choose the choice vine, the strong vine. Perhaps we're here and we are saved, but there's turmoil in our life. We need peace. Do you not know the things that make for peace? Perhaps you might ask the King of Peace, Lord, how can I bring peace into my world, into my home, into my situation, into my circumstance? How can I bring peace into my own heart? And I pray for each of us that we will always remain lowly and humble, carry ourselves in right manner before our King and for our King. Any donkey caught up in praise and glory that isn't yours, you know, the Bible says that the Lord will not share his glory. It goes his way, for he's worthy of it all. Let's stand in the house of the Lord today. If you need prayer today for anything, please come. Pertaining to the message or not. And if you'd like to give your life to Jesus today, slip out of your seat. Listen, he's waiting. Your King is here. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Lord, we're like that crowd caught up. The triumphal entry, the triumph of the moment. The scene, our beautiful King Jesus riding into the city. They're with us. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.